So here we're trying to use a natural compound that aphids produce to warn other aphids that there's a predator around, that there's some sort of risk. This compound, which is called E-betafarnazine, is a pheromone, an alarm pheromone, and it's normally secreted by the aphid, and other aphids detect it, and we can demonstrate to you how it does that. So if you take the syringe, which has got the compound in it, and I take off this little clip cage so we can see the aphids, and you put the drop onto there, and what we've done is we've engineered into a crop plant the ability to make this compound so that the plant itself gives off the smell and aphids don't attack it.
So it will naturally scare the aphids away.
It will. So the colony that was there, is some of them are still there, but most of them have moved away. They're coming around the edge of the plant. Indeed, a lot of them have dropped off. It's using a natural system that the aphid has evolved to detect in a situation that will help protect our crops.
So what does this mean for the bees?
Well, for the bee would be completely unaffected by this compound. The bees don't detect this compound. They wouldn't respond to it, so it wouldn't be affecting bees.
Both these strategies will take years to implement, but it's hoped they could help reverse the decline in bee numbers. So what is killing our bees? These beautiful, complex creatures are ultimately very sensitive to any fluctuations in their environment. We live in a rapidly changing world that they are struggling to cope with. Viruses, chemicals, and modern agriculture form a fatal combination for these fragile insects on whom we depend so much. What strikes me is that there's a common factor behind these three, and that's us. We've helped to spread the varroa mite. We've developed pesticides. We've changed agricultural practices. Perhaps it's what we're doing ourselves that's killing the bees.